Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennett Ballou of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballou and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. How I praise the Lord for this open door, this heaven-bought privilege that our Lord allows us day after day together by the radio, open God's eternal word and study the word of God together. I trust that if it's at all possible, you'll take the time out, get your Bible, and follow along with us as we open the Word of God today. We're turning in our Bible to the book of Philippians, chapter number 4. And we're continuing the study that I began on Monday on dealing with stress, anxiety, and worry. Dealing with the pressures that we encounter as we walk this Christian life here on this earth. And I'm glad that the Lord has the answer for us in the Word of God. And we're just going through the Word of God and allowing God to speak to us from His Word. Notice Philippians chapter number 4, verse number 5. The Bible said, "Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand." Verse number 6, He said, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgivings, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God that passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." We're noticing, first of all, the cure for anxiety, the cure for worry, the answer to our stress problems is there must be a consciousness of the presence of the Lord. A consciousness of God's presence. The Lord is at hand. As I left the broadcast yesterday, I was saying to you that regardless of the situation that you find yourself in, the Lord is there. He is omnipresent. He's everywhere. But He is there particular where His people are. He lives inside you in the person of the Holy Spirit, and He is there with you. You must recognize His presence. There must be a consciousness of God's presence. Let me give you three thoughts in that. First of all, I want you to notice the promise of His presence. He said in the Great Commission, "And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." Matthew chapter 28, verse number 20. Again, He said in the book of Hebrews chapter 13, verse number 5, "I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee." So my friend, regardless of where you're at and what you're going through, you have the promise that the Lord is there with you. He is with us when the sun is shining. He's with us when the rain is falling. He's with us when it's warm. He's also with us when it's cold. If you're saved, there never has been an hour that God's presence was not there with you. You might say, "Well, preacher, what if I left Him?" How do you leave somebody as big as God that said, "I will never leave thee"? Wherever you go, whatever you do, I'm going to be with you all the way. He is there. There must be a consciousness of His presence. And we rely upon the promise, not our feelings, but the fact of the Word of God. God said He'd be there. And in His own time, in His own way, He will manifest Himself to you that He is there. But just knowing He's there, just having the promise that He is there, gives you some comfort in the time of anxieties that come in your life. So we have the promise of His presence. Then I want you to notice, second, there's the perimeter of His presence. How far does that go? Notice what the Word of God said in Psalms 138 and in verse number 7. The psalmist asked the question, "Whither shall I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost part of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about thee. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. Where are you going to go to get away from his presence? He's promised he'd never leave us. He'd never forsake us. And so, my friend, wherever you are, he is there. There must be a consciousness of his presence. You have the promise of his presence. You have the perimeter of his presence. And then as I was preparing to preach the message, I got to thinking about the past of his presence, or the practicing of his presence. You know, it's one thing to say we have his presence that is with us. But as we look in the Word of God, and we saw that he's been with others, and we recognize that he has no respect of person, and what he does for one, he will do for another. And I got to looking at the places, and time would not permit me to name nearly all of them, and I could not if time would permit me. But I simply want to just mention these for your edification and our enjoyment today. I was thinking, first of all, he was there in the fiery furnace for the three Hebrew children. You know the story over in Daniel chapter number 3. How that they were cast into the furnace, and it was heated 7 times hotter than it had been. They were cast in for the simple reason that they would not bow. And because they would not bow, they cast them into that furnace of fire. But oh, my friend, the Word of God said, as the king looked in, he said, I see 4 men loose and unbound, and behold, the fourth is likened unto the Son of God. So, my friend, he was there in the fiery furnace for the three Hebrew children. And then, number 2, I thought about this. He was there in the den of lions for Daniel the prophet. You remember the story in Daniel chapter number 6. How that they passed the law that Daniel could not pray. Daniel was not as smart, I think, but he went right back into his chamber as he had been doing regularly, his window being raised toward Jerusalem, and he prayed unto the Lord as he had done before. And my friend, because of that, they cast him into a den of lions. And when Daniel was in there, they spent the night with the lions. They came early the next morning to see what was happening, what was left of Daniel, and found that he's still alive and well. God had locked the jaws of the lions, and Daniel was still alive. So we could say that the Lord was there for the three Hebrew children in the fiery furnace. He was there in the den of lions for Daniel. Then I could say to you, in Acts chapter number 27, he was there in the storm for the apostle Paul. You remember Paul is a prisoner. He's on his journey to Rome, where he finally will stand before Caesar. But on that journey, there is a storm that arises, and the boat is destroyed. Just before the boat was destroyed, they encountered 14 days that they saw neither the sun nor the stars. And the Bible said that all hope that they should be saved was taken away. But sometime during that last day, Paul gets alone with God. And when he returns back to the multitude, in Acts chapter number 27 and verse number 21, Paul tells them to be of good cheer. He said, for there stood by me this night an angel of the Lord, whose I am, in whom I serve. And he gave Paul assurance that they would make it. They'd lose the ship, but there'd be no loss of life. And my friend, they made it by the help of the Lord to the other shore. And again, I want to say to you, friend, he was there for the Hebrew children in the fiery furnace, and he'll be there for you. He was there for Daniel in the den of lions. He'll be there for you. He was there for Paul in the storm. And he'll be there for you in your storms that come in your life. I even thought about this. He was in the belly of the whale for Jonah when Jonah began to repent. Somebody said that the whale could not stomach a backslid preacher. The whale had no problem with him while he was backslid. It's when he started repenting and saying, I'll pay the vows that I've made unto God. Then God begins to make that whale sick, that fish sick, and it vomits Jonah up. And so, my friend, God was there in the belly of the whale for Jonah. That I thought about over in the book of Ruth, that little Moabitish woman down in the country of Moab, and Naomi and her husband and her sons come down, and Naomi's husband dies, and her two sons dies, and Ruth is left without a husband, and she goes back with Naomi to the land of Bethlehem, and then she goes out into the field to glean the sheaves of the barley and of the wheat harvest. While she's out there, Boaz comes. And my friend, God put his eyes upon that Moabitish woman and granted her favor and grace and mercy. And she was brought in to the family of Boaz, married him, and of course was the grandmother of the great King David. So my friend, listen, it may look dark, and it may be hard, and the valleys may be long, and the mountains may be steep, and the disappointment may be great. But I want to tell you, he's there. And if you will become conscious of his presence, then it will turn the situation that's going on in your life. Somebody might say, but preacher, how will I find him? Let me give you two thoughts quickly. You'll find him, dear friend, in his word. Get in the word of God. As you read the word of God, the God of the word will speak to you, and you can find help and strength for you. The Bible said he's a present help in the time of trouble, and he will manifest himself to you in the word of God. And then may I say to you, you can find him on your knees at the throne of grace in prayer. Oh, you might say, well, I've cried till it seemed like I can cry no more. And I prayed and nothing happened. I want to tell you, my friend, the songwriter said, just keep on praying till the sun breaks through. I'm saying to you, dear friend, today, the sure cure for stress, the sure cure for anxiety and worry is to just be conscious of God's presence. The Lord is at hand. He's there. He's right there with you. If you will open his book, he will speak to you from the word. If you'll call upon him, he will answer you, even in the time of your despair and your distress. Father, take the word, use it to your glory. I pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white, it's all.
Well, I trust you enjoyed the broadcast today. How I praise the Lord for this open door, this heaven-bought privilege that our Lord allows us day after day to gather by the radio and study his word together. Let me encourage you that you pray for the broadcast, that the Lord would bless it and use it to the glory and honor of the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, I want to encourage you that you write to us and share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. We have a few churches and individuals that support us on a monthly basis, but we need to hear from a number of you. Would you pray for us? And then as the Lord directs your heart, sit down and write to us and share with us in the financial burden. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at this same time. God bless you until the next broadcast.